find everybody. Hold on. Because I'm actually using my regular soundboard, so we are joined by...
And from Wednesday, it will be the open sling.
And I'm sure it was.
And that was Hadam describing his weekend last weekend.
Oh.
We also...
I wish.
And we also have...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh,
we also.
I wish.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1085 of the BFO for Monday, the 26th of March, 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, we've got information about the G'days and about the contest is changing. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, bunnies. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, we'll tell you what all that bunny shit is all about. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about bunny shit. But anyway, y'all, speaking of shit, that trucker Alex, y'all, he has done it again. Y'all, if you, in fact, I'm going to give you just a second. I'm going to give you just a second to go get your pencils because, y'all, you're going to want to write this one down. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that trucker Alex, y'all, I tell you, he must be looking through that app store over at the iTunes all the time because, y'all, he has come up with a new one for us. And, y'all, it's absolutely free. It's absolutely free. And, y'all, if you go over there and if you look at Poop Time, be ready, please, we are having Cheerios. We don't need to hear about Poop Time, y'all. It's true. It's true. P-O-O-P-T-I-M-E. And y'all, oh. Big Fatty, your clothes are ready. Either that or the ginger bear stopped by to do some drying. Y'all, Poop Time, what it does, you go in and you fill out how much money you make at your coal mine. How much you make per hour, and y'all, then what you do is when you go in to take a poop at work, y'all, you start the clock, and then you cut the clock off when you're done with your poop, and all the paperwork is complete. Big Fatty, please. And y'all, it tells how much money you made taking a dump. Big Fatty, what will old E Pluribus Stone, what will he do? He's a home pooper. Well, he probably shouldn't download this then. So, y'all, speaking of home poopers, y'all, I hope you've been over there to that Kim Beaver's lodge because... y'all, she's got a, she, y'all, I'm about to expose Miss Beaver. I'm about to expose Miss Beaver. Big Fatty, lesbians don't like to be exposed. Well, maybe they do. I think it's Lilith Fair. But anyway, y'all, I'm going to expose Miss Beaver. Y'all, she has taken Big Fatty's head and she has put it onto the body of old E. Pluribus Stone, over there at the lodge, because y'all, there's a picture of some home pooping going on, and y'all, this is not Big Fatty, y'all, it is E. Pluribus Stone, y'all, it's obvious, the only thing that makes that, you know, that, that may have been altered in this, in this photo is that old E. Pluribus is not pooping cowgirl style. Is it cowgirl? Reverse cowboy? Reverse cowgirl? I don't know. You know, it's where you face the tank. Y'all, in fact, I was watching this weekend the what is that called? It's that cartoon thing. It's the South Park. And y'all, they were talking about doing a reverse cowgirl, and I immediately thought of old E Pluribus. And anyway, so y'all, speaking of E Pluribus, we've got some breaking news. Dear Gussie, y'all, if you are going to the Good Days, y'all, a restaurant has been selected for the podcasting dinner for the podcasters and podcast listeners. And y'all, I'm getting this on pretty good authority. I've not heard it from the horse's mouth. Big Fatty, I did not know that Sarah Jessica Parker was going to be there. Well, y'all, I haven't got it from her mouth either. But y'all, it's evidently called, I think it's called Waves Restaurant. And it's in the Contemporary Motel, y'all. And y'all, if you are going to be at the G'days and you're planning on going to the podcasting dinner for podcasters and podcast listeners, e-letter pod is my co-pilot at gmail.com. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, they will what do you call it? Big Fatty, we don't know what you call it. I have to admit, I'm a couple of shows behind, but y'all, the everybody's favorite racist, J.C. Marple, mentioned it on the No Wire Hangers that it was going to be at the Waves Restaurant at the Contemporary Motel. And y'all, I've got the menu here, and I'd just like to run down it. Y'all, they've got all these fancy drinks, y'all. Y'all, then the appetizers, they've got seafood appetizers, seasonal soups, a spring solid, the Cobb solid, the cone soup. I know old E. Pluribus will probably want that cone soup, y'all, because it contains Mother Nature's GPS system. Then the entrees range from lamb to beef to pasta to poke tenderloin to a flat iron steak, oven roasted chicken, the curry vegetable stew, and y'all, the sustainable fish. Big Fatty, everybody loves a sustainable fish. Actually, I don't know of anybody that loves a sustainable fish. Big Fatty, it does swim upstream on a lot of people. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I have just received moments before going on the air, y'all, I just received an e-letter from the assistant, and the assistant tells me that today, Monday, the 26th of March, y'all, by the way, did I mention it's episode 1085? Big Fatty, we don't remember, that was 8 minutes ago. Today, Monday the 26th, is Moose P's Hubby's celebration of exiting the birth canal. So, y'all, we will in turn wish Moose P a happy day, because, y'all, I'm sure that means that there will be wine and going to the pub or having a special supper or maybe cake. And, y'all, I got an e-letter over the weekend from Brian up there in the Wisconsin, just around the corner from Tara in Michigan, who happens to be in Amsterdam right now, y'all, and I'll get to that in a minute. But Brian is up there in the Wisconsin. He used to live close to my my grandson, who has unsubscribed, y'all, but I don't know. Since he's unsubscribed, I don't know if he... Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, you need to go hang up your clothes. Brian's celebration of exiting the birth canal was Sunday, y'all. And y'all, evidently that Davy Dangerous, who used to do the dangerous and lovely little show. His celebration of exiting the birth canal was Sunday also. So, y'all, it just goes to show you, this is in March. Let's see, it'd be April, May, June. Y'all, towards the end of June, y'all, the fucking picks back up. Big Fatty, we knew you'd find a way to make us wanna just vomit. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that music means it's time to talk about the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy, please tell us about it. Y'all, let's see, what did I do? Friday, this busy day in the coal mine, got a lot done. And y'all, I think it's because old Veda isn't around. Big Freddy, that's ugly to say something like that. But anyway, Friday night, I did not do anything. I watched basketball. Y'all, I tell you the other. Oh dear, Gussie McFreddy, you've got to hang those clothes up. The one thing that I did do a lot this weekend was play the draw something. And y'all, by the way, there's an imposter. By draw something, I meant Poodle McNair. Yes, McFreddy, let's get it right. Y'all, there's an imposter on the draw something. There is someone out there that is Poodle Mac Noodle. And y'all, that is PoodleMacNoodle. And y'all, that is not the real Poodle Mac Noodle. No, Big Buddy, it is not me. So y'all just be aware there's someone out there. But y'all, Big Fatty was looking over Poodle McNoodle's shoulder, and y'all, there's a lurking listener out there. Y'all, he's cute as a button, that is playing Poodle McNoodle in the draw something. By the way, y'all, I believe the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, that Gavin. Y'all, I think he's hooked. It's like cocaine for him. It's just like cocaine, the draw something. But y'all, new listener who's been lurking out there, y'all, it's Joe. It's Joe from Austin. And y'all, he's just as cute as a button. And Joe, thank you for playing Poodle McNoodle. And thank you for giving Big Fatty something to touch himself over. Big dear Gussie. So anyway, y'all, on Friday night, y'all, I went to the Whole Foods, y'all, and that is spelled with a W. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. If you have a Whole Foods in your area, Big Fatty, don't talk about things in their area. Y'all, I'm going to play a little sound clip here, and it's not totally applicable, but y'all, I don't get to play this very often, so I'm just going to play it now because, y'all, it has something to do with food, and so anyway, just enjoy this. Yes, McFreddy!
It's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty, and make that recommendation for a restaurant for us to eat at because it's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Let's eat.
Big Freddy, I can see why he went into the mortuary business because he wasn't going to make it as a singer. Y'all, that's Digga. That's Digga of Tom and Terry up there in the Chicagos. And y'all, they are, I believe they're going to be coming down to the G'days. By the way, those of you who are coming to the G'days, don't forget that coupon for 20 to 30% off on the hotels. I think it goes out this coming weekend, either on the 30th or the 31st, y'all. I don't remember. So if you're going to use that coupon to get the discount, y'all head on over there. And then, of course, you know, send your e-letter down to PotIsMyCoPilot@gmail.com and tell them, yes, I'm coming. So they'll have a seat for you. Big Fatty, do we have to sit reverse cowgirl or whatever? Oh, Poodle McNoodle, I forgot to tell him you were coming. Big Fatty, you always forget about. I can just sit in the room and play draw something with old crackhead Gavin. Y'all, but anyway, the food that I want to tell you about. The food I want to tell you about. Y'all, if you have a Whole Foods, go by the meat case. And y'all, if they have something called Black Forest Bacon, y'all, get you a pound of it. It is, without a doubt, the best bacon you will ever put in your mouth. Big Fatty, go hang up those clothes. It is the best bacon you will ever put in your mouth. Black Forest Bacon. And y'all, remember, I am not only an international internet celebrity, but I am a bacon expert. I am the bacon expert.
Yes, Big Freddy.
Now, y'all, I'm going to finish telling you about the weekend in just a minute, but y'all, I've got to get this information out and get it disseminated. Big Freddy, that just sounds vulgar when you say it. The contest is changing, and y'all, I told Miss Kathy Bacon, speaking of Black Forest Bacon, straight from the Black Hills of South Dakota, y'all, here's Miss Kathy Bacon to explain how the contest is changing. Yes, Big Freddy!
Hello, players. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is Kathy. I have to talk really fast because I have a lot to say and I know it's going to run out of time. So, this is Kathy Bacon. Hello, Big Freddy. I just want to tell everyone who played the game so far, thank you very much. Love seeing the pictures. I especially love the pictures of the, where you live in your neck of the woods. So our next week is going to be about bunnies, and it's some bunny in your neighborhood. So go ahead and snap pictures of your neighbors. Let me tell you the story about me snapping my picture of the bunny somewhere in my neighborhood. It's more closer to where I work. But anyway, I'd taken the picture, and then as I was driving off, I looked at the house, and the dude was standing in the doorway staring at me like, hello. So anyway, some bunny in your neighborhood, submit them to the website. If you don't know how to put the face on, go ahead and just submit it, and the face will magically appear on it. And also, if you want, you can send it to me instead at Kathy, Kathy Bacon, Bacon, 10 at gmail.com. And I have a lovely story about that. I lured a lurker, and the lurker spelled Kathy Bacon 10 six different ways. So you may get some new listeners from that lurker, more Kathy Bacons out there. So I will follow up with some more instructions later. I just want to get this out to you so you can get your show done and so that I can get done what I'm doing. And I'm sorry it sounds BSB. Okay. Go to the Spotting Big Fatty website. You can see how many people entered. There's some statistics over there, and we'll have some rules and some more instructions. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I'm not going to be able to finish telling you about the weekend. Dear Gussie, Big Freddy, we were just getting excited about that. But y'all, the contest has changed. Now you have to take a picture of a bunny. A bunny, Big Freddy. I know Moose P's got a bunny. And take a bunny picture and send it in. And y'all, then you continue to get Big Freddy. They know how it works. And y'all, there, by the way, there's another call with more instructions on it. So we'll have to just wait for Tamari when we hear that. And y'all, if you don't understand it, it's probably because you're a Mexican. Isn't that right, Hadim?
Oh,
we also.
I wish.
Yeah, yes. Well, yeah, happy Mexico.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.